Hello, loyal listeners. If you want to see Pork Fried Dice comics and animated GIFs, hear secret bonus behind-the-scenes content, and support us in the process,
just head over to tinyurl.com/supportpfd and subscribe to us on Ko-fi. Every gold piece helps us keep Pork Fried Dice going.
Thank you!
You're listening to the show about owlbear courts. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Do I recognize the laugh?
It's Bowser from Mario 64.
What?
It's Bowser from Mario 64.
So long, King Bowser.
Yeah.
You think you might, but the echo and the reverberation in this chamber is it's almost distorting the sound of it, but something about it rings a bell, you think. And as the figure continues to laugh, it stands up.
I'm gonna ignore it and walk toward one of the other figures.
Okay. The armored figure, as it continues to laugh, it goes up to pull off its helm with both of its hands. And it lifts it straight up, and beneath the helm, you see there's no head at all.
Ooh.
It's just a headless, armored figure. And it throws the helm down towards you, and it bounces down the stairs from the dais that the throne and the seats are on, and it rolls down and skids to a stop a few feet away from your toesies. Mm-hmm. And from within the helm, a severed head slides out and sort of skids on the floor right in front of you, looking up at you, and it is the severed head of Thrunch Bouldergut.
Ooh.
And it's looking up at you, and it's still laughing.
Oh. I sort of put a hand out and, like, between the head and me. Mm-hmm. And keep trying to walk around it with my arm out between my head and like so I can't see it.
Sure.
And I'm still trying to get to the other figures. Who are they?
Yeah. So yeah. You're closer, and the shadow seems to melt away a bit. You still hear this laughing. Echoing throughout the chamber, and both of the figures who had their heads bowed, they look up in unison, and they had hoods on, and the hoods fall back, and you can see that the heads are the faces of your wife and child, all today and radiant, but they are horribly burned. Like, their skin is, like, melting off of their faces.
Oh,
and the laughing of Thrunch is immediately drowned out by their screams.
Ooh. Yeah, I was going to say, like, and Bathwax screams.
And then, Roscoe, Bathwax beneath you wakes up screaming.
Oh, whoa, whoa, shit, hey, hey, hey. It's me, Roscoe. Oh, shut the fuck up.
still yelling and thrashing.
Aww.
Roscoe puts his hand over Bathwax's mouth.
You need to maintain some level of secrecy here, buddy. Fuck you. Fucking shut the fuck up.
And as you, as
Roscoe will join in the yelling if he doesn't stop shouting.
Shut up!
Roscoe
shut up!
Will also yell.
And with the screaming, your attention, maybe not Bathwax, I think he's a little distracted, but Roscoe, your attention is drawn towards, you're now realizing that there is this, to your left of where he's laying, to his right was a small bed, And to the left, there was this, about the size of a bed, actually, this wooden crate, which now starts to shake and slam against the wall as if something large inside is moving, thrashing about.
This is a crate, you said?
Yeah, a wooden crate. And I have to pee.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Sorry.
You have to what?
Pee!
There it is.
So, in the courtroom, there was a knocking at the chamber door.
The door.
The judge's chamber door. Oh, yes, come in.
Not going to get like pause as if you heard that, but then just like a bam, 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 bam. Like maybe even slightly down the wall. If I can place it a little further away, something weird's happening and Captain Malvolio must investigate. Maybe. Right. We'll see.
So he stands up from his benches, his wig floating behind him.
His wig floating?
Just the long part. It doesn't fly off his head. It's the breeze created by his movement pushes the hair up and away from the back of his head. And he marches over to the door and swings it open brusquely. Yes! Yes!
In the meantime, is there anything in this room at all?
No.
If Shimi had something in his pocket, I could gesture like, go put it in that trash can. You know what I mean? Like, can I see a trash can? Can I be like, just do this gesture?
Some ashtrays.
What? Yeah, put it in the ashtray. It's just like he stole a tuba and it's sitting in the ashtray now.
Tuba?
He just steals everything. So I'm assuming it's something bad. I don't know what he has. Maybe it's the lockpick set's probably what it is. But I'm just assuming if he's looking freaked out. I'm trying to help him get time to dump whatever he needs to dump if the search happens, if I can't get it to be stopped.
Okay, got it. He sees you gesturing and he gives you a...
Oh, and I can message too. I could just say dump whatever.
Okay.
If you got something, dump it.
All right. And he goes over and he kneels on one of the plush lounge chairs that have been turned around to face the judge's bench, as if he's like sort of looking and peering over to see what the captain sees. And if your Will's at least paying attention, yes. He sneaks something out of his pocket and sort of shoves it down into the
is Sean looking though?
Crack.
Will would try to make sure that Sean was not looking, because Sean is the only one in this room that I feel like could betray Shimi. Is Sean looking?
Give me an insight check.
Fuck, I didn't think this through. Okay, insight check. 20!
20 total? 20 total. Sean doesn't seem really interested at all of what's going on.
You in these roles. 20 total.
Well, I couldn't tell because it didn't. For some reason, the dice are lagging for me on roll 20 tonight.
I was just confirming. Just funny. I love you.
I needed to know if I needed to play a sound. I don't.
Oh, I thought you were trying to see. You were like, how little can I give you?
20 total.
20 total. So. I fucking cast magic missile and I kill him. Mm. No, I'm just. I need to see if I need to cast something to distract him as well.
So he doesn't even seem interested in anything right now. He's like looking at his nails and like picking at something. Oh. He doesn't seem concerned at all with what's going on in the room. So he's not looking. Who's there? Who is knocking? Hello? And he leaves. You hear
him. He leaves the room?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
The judge, the captain.
The judge, the captain. I mean.
Hey, he's the fully judge. Embodied the role. I perceive him as a judge myself. Hello?
That's fucked up.
Hello? Oh, my. Everyone, come quick. I hear screaming.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
I'll leave the room.
Okay.
But I mean... I'll make as if to leave the room. If hopefully other people leave first and I can get whatever Shimi put out of the cushion and take it myself or something like that.
Okay.
You know, to get it out of the room. Mm-hmm. So it's not here.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Mo will go out. Clockface will go out. Shimi will go out. Or are you going to go out, Rafina?
Yes, definitely.
With the captain? Ah, gotcha.
She'll get go out with the captain.
Amazing.
This has all been a
We're
setup.
We're going steady.
This whole podcast.
Feels like it. For Rafina to get tricked into a date with the... All right. Sweet.
So, yeah. You go out. And the captain, still with his wig on, has his ear pressed up to Sean's door. He says, "There was screaming in here. I heard it, I swear. Let me just... Where are my keys?" This door is locked. Where are my keys?
Can we hear him out there?
Oh, yeah. He's got a booming voice.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, 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 Bathwack. Oh. We've got a Breaking Bad situation right here.
I put my hat back on. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, which kind of Breaking Bad conversation? Do you have to strap Bathwack to a pole with a bike lock?
All I know is that Dean Norris is on the other side of this RV door right now.
Oh, yeah.
Do I look?
Oh, and it's interesting because like part of that was like the bullet holes in the door.
Yes.
Oh, remember that detail? So good. Absolutely. We don't have dart holes, but it's kind of similar.
But it's We've darts. Got, like, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What were you saying?
No, I just. Do I look okay?
I don't know. You look fine. You look sexy. But right now, our trouble is, we can't get caught in here. Do you know this? Is there another way out?
Yeah. I put a hole in the wall over there.
Okay. Well, we gotta go back through that hole. And do you think this crate might have the?
It's still shaking to high heaven.
Oh, sure, fuck.
How do we talk to it?
I don't know. That seems like something Roscoe should be able to do.
Who's in there? Bum 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 bum.
Bathwack, can you pick up this crate? How big is this crate?
Sure, I'll try.
It's pretty big. I mean,
there's no way we're gonna get it out, right?
It won't fit through that hole, will it?
If Bathwack could fit through, yeah, you could fit the crate through.
Oh, so yeah, plan A was gonna be to lock ourselves in this second room, but I think plan A is to try to get the crate out.
Just a little clarification: the door that was open when Roscoe went in,
yeah,
that wasn't opened by. Was that opened by? Bathwack?
Kick. Yeah,
it was okay. Good. All right.
Just yeah, I can. Sure. I can. I realize I still have this room dark.
Yeah, but Roscoe doesn't want to get caught in either of these rooms in here. The question. I mean, the thought. He heard us. He heard the screams. I don't know.
Eric, am I going to notice if something's up with my mask?
I don't think so. Not
inherently. Oh, well, that's why you were asking.
Okay. So I'm not concerned about it then.
Fine, you look sexy.
You look fine. You look sexy.
How do I look?
All right. Which means Bathwack looks great in a theater mask.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's right, the mask, yeah.
If you're Roscoe, yeah, can you pick up this box? I think at a certain point Roscoe will remember that he's not supposed to look like Bathwack, but right now if you can get that box, I can get this this cube with the fungal creature in it, and we can save these creatures. I'm assuming, because we looked everywhere in that other room for the owlbear, and this crate is owlbear sized, maybe not full grown owlbear.
Yeah, it's supposed to be small. It's supposed to be a small owlbear.
Right? It's a baby owlbear?
I think he just said small owlbear. Might be baby, but definitely small.
Juvenile.
All right. I'm going to try to lift it.
Yeah. And I will, like, I mean, I guess it's unfair. It's kind of metagamey for me as Adam to assume that it's the owlbear. Should I do, like, a nature check to, like...
Sure.
Does it at least track with Roscoe's...
That sounds like
D&D. Would Roscoe be that curious to be like, well, I don't know what's in here, and there's no, like, breathing holes, so let's take it with us and check it out later.
That's kind of what I was thinking. It's like, there's this thing bouncing around. It got our attention. We have all of 3 seconds to get it out of the room.
And I think in our last session, Roscoe...
see what it is.
it was established that Roscoe, in his experience in the circus, like, knows at, like, animals, kind of. You laugh, but that literally happened last session, and it gave me advantage on it.
Yeah.
It gave me advantage on a check.
I'm only laughing because I'm delighted.
All right, so you give me a nature check with advantage because you're used to animals being cruelly imprisoned.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
That's so fucking true.
I'll take it.
Oh my god.
Nature check or
yeah.
Help the girl. Crit hit.
Oh, I get to play sound. Let's see. Which one do I want to play?
Nice.
Yeah, so there are a couple breathing holes, and you can see the desperate attempts for this creature to try to get out. You see a few feathers poking out. You even see a beak poke through a one of the holes near the top. So yeah, you're pretty sure this is probably what you're looking for.
Awesome. KT, edit this so that this came first.
Okay.
Right. All right, so now, yes, okay. Ken Bathwack.
Okay.
Ken Bathwack, pick this up.
Yeah. No check needed. You can pick it up. It's a little awkward, and it's moving around, but you can pick it up for sure.
All right. This is what we need to do. This is the whole reason that we're in this mess, okay? You get that. I'll get this little thing. And let's go.
The little thing is right next to the hole in the wall. So I'm going to try to shove the dresser back out of the way. To show Roscoe where the hole is.
And we're trying to be quiet, too. As quiet as possible.
All right, give me a stealth.
Because now we're in that main room, like, right on the other side of the door. From this is our Breaking Bad moment.
Wait, you didn't tell me we were trying to be quiet.
Bathwack's just farting the whole time.
Oh, but I rolled. Oh, I have an 18. Nice. Stealth, though. Dang. Just this once. Just once.
19 for Rusko.
Woo! Good, good. All right. So yeah, you slide about the room like two eels in a room.
What the fuck?
So you're taking the whole cube.
It's perfect, Adam. What do you not understand?
I think my description was very illuminatory.
Maybe I should have been fishing for an eel.
I don't know. Like, can I use that same nature check that I did for the owlbear? Can I apply it to, is it safe to, like, hold this thing in my hands, the creature itself?
Sure, with a natural 20. Yeah, you think this is, you know what this is. This is a myconoid. Uh-oh, guys, I made a little oopsie. I said myconoid, but it's really myconid. Don't be mad, okay? I fix it later, I promise. I promise. So back off! Not a myconike, and I didn't make up that name. It's just called a myconoid.
It makes sense, because that's the, like, mycologists?
Yeah, exactly.
Mushroom people.
Yeah, you think that myconoids generally are not hostile creatures. They're not inherently, they're not, like, They're sentient beings. They're not like wild animals. This one is very small as well. There are some that can be hostile, but generally they're not something to be scared of.
All right. Yeah, Roscoe will welcome it to get into his hands.
Okay. Thank you. You hear in your head. And it climbs up into your hands, and you guys can scoot out the hole. Are you going to try to... Go ahead.
Roscoe put it in his, like, if he has, like, a pocket, like a front pocket or something.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Next to his carnation.
Oscar's going to be so jealous.
He does have instant a carnation. Wait, does he have a carnation?
I just picture him with one right
it's
in his
carnation
second.
Instant breakfast. Yeah. But it's mustard flavored.
Carnation instant breakfast.
I love that all three of us at the same time thought of it being mustard
so
flavored.
So good.
You're going to love it in an instant. I remember hearing that commercial a lot.
Instant breakfast.
Yeah.
You're going to love it in an instant.
Yeah.
All right. So we're
glad
stealthy.
You knew what I was talking about.
We're strong. We're experts on animals. Mm-hmm. We are getting out of the situation.
Good rolls, guys.
And we'll make sure that the door that kick opened is shut.
Okay. And are you going to try to obscure the hole in the wall?
Yeah. How might we to you. Yeah.
Tell us. Does anybody have a poster of Rita Hayworth?
Alex, that's a reference to the Hudsucker Proxy. That's the other
Jim Robbins.
Hudsucker Proxy, yeah.
I mean, Roscoe will put up a poster that he has in his pocket. It's a drawing of Rafina that he did. So it's a poster of Rafina.
It's not indecent.
It's not too indecent.
Now you have to draw that, Adam.
Mm-hmm. It's true. That's your homework for next time, or else you'll get caught.
No,
you'll get caught.
That's fucky. That's fucky.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you squeeze the crate through the hole, still shaking around like a Tasmanian devil in there. The Mike and Ike is in your pocket. You slide through. You hang up a relatively large picture that Roscoe's drawn of Rafina over the hole. And you find yourself back in that other room. Back out in the hallway. What?
Just when we go in the room, there's just a big picture of Rafina that's been drawn in there.
That's a whole other crime for Captain Malvolio to investigate. Sean Indigo, where did you get this picture of my girlfriend?
Oh my god. All right.
So yeah, where are my keys? Does anybody see my keys anywhere?
Oh, the last thing. Sorry. The last thing Roscoe does before putting up the poster is he drops the captain's keys on the floor of Sean Indigo's room.
Ooh, wow. Crafty. Good retcon. All right. I'm going to have to get my other spare set. Rafina, watch over everyone here. I'll be right back.
Aye, aye, Captain.
And he hustles away towards his chambers, which you know are on the same level, but at the other end of the boat.
Will looks at Rafina like this, like, just like a what?
How many other people are around us? Like, how many people are working in the courtroom? Clockface Mo.
No strangers.
Yeah, it's just Clockface Mo.
Indigo's still in the cage.
Yeah.
It's Clockface Mo and Shimi and you.
Yeah, it's just us.
Rafina says to Will, we're going to have to get off this boat right now, aren't we? What are we going to do?
Guys, this is a little fucked up.
Rafina, like, I feel like this, you have utter control over the ship right now. I think if anyone has to get off, you could just tell the captain to just fucking jump in the ocean and he would do it anyway.
I wouldn't do that.
You should.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Maybe if I gave him a raft.
Sure, but I feel like he's enjoying this power in this core. I don't know, Rafina, I'm a little unsettled being on this boat.
Well, I mean, things are coming to a pretty penny. I don't know.
I don't think that's a saying.
They're just, this guy, he is so willing to like overlook evidence or just like side with you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the facts are. He's just going to believe you completely. I'm going to change halfway through that to a message. Like,
sounds like a miscarriage of justice to me.
And then I fold my arms and I look at you.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He folds his arms and looks at you. And he's not, like, not in judgment, but just in surprise, kind of. Because he's like, well, Rafina Phalangepot, never did I ever think that I would be the one pointing out this kind of thing. And you being the one that's okay with it. But here we are. I'm okay with it, too, by the way. I just think it's interesting and a little unnerving because hopefully I don't get on the wrong side of this captain or you at any point of this trip.
Well, but I know it's terrible. I got in over my head. But yeah, but we're in the right because that you shouldn't jimmy up your doors with lethal darts, right? I mean, that's not That's against the laws of nature.
He has precious cargo in there. He's a salesman. I understand all this. Like, I'm not on your side.
Gross.
Oh, shit.
Gross.
What do you mean, gross?
Mankind was our business.
What? Don't even know what. I don't understand what you're talking about. But all I'm going to say is that, Rafina, your possessions amount to like a hill of dirt and probably a earthworm somewhere in your pocket. No wonder you don't need any locks to put anywhere. Except probably something weird, like you probably have a lock on your pinky toenail for some reason. Am I right?
I'll think about that. That'll be... Will, what are we going to do?
I just
make a plan.
Okay, so all we need... First of all, the fucking topmost plan, I look around at everybody, is to just try to be quiet on this boat. So we can get to Gully's End, okay? I don't care if Sean Indigo gets set on fire or what. We just need to just fucking calm down. Now, there's also the stupid bird who wants a stupid animal. We don't know where it is. There's a room full of wild animals here. It's horrible, okay? We don't know where it is, but it might not even be in this room. It could be anywhere else. Let's just let Sean Indigo get in trouble. How long is this trip supposed to take, by the way? Did anyone ever tell us how long we're supposed to be on this boat? Is it for an hour or more?
A few days,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think a few days.
Okay, we have to be on this boat for a few more days.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so Sean Indigo goes to jail. We find this out. Maybe. Is the albatross going to attack us?
I'm not going to tell any more lies about it. I mean, I feel like I've done my quota for the day of deception. How are we going to put him in jail? Maybe we just need to be honest and say, yes, Shimi was picking around at the lock and
no,
I'm the responsible.
No.
I'll keep lying for you. It's fine.
Yeah. Rafina,
he's got a much higher quota.
Oh, yeah.
I shouldn't have given her any issue with being on this side of truth.
Yeah, but you did.
I did, stupidly.
Oops.
What an idiot. Rafina, don't listen.
What's
to past
to you,
Will. Don't I don't know. Was that Shimi or
no,
you?
It was Eric.
Oh shit. Okay. But yeah, like you wait, what were we saying then? If you didn't say that, god damn it, I get all when you what was I saying?
Oh, Shimi said, Rafina, it's all right. I'll lie for you.
Rafina, we just like at this point, unless the captain decides that he wants to take his head off for some reason or something crazy like that. Like, I think he's just listening to you. So just tell him to keep Sean Indigo in there. And then I don't know.
There must be something that we can actually get him in jail for.
He's annoying. Rafina, he wouldn't leave me alone. He implied that I had to be having sex with Bathwack in order to care about him, which is ridiculous because it's like that the king died this morning, dude. Don't give me such a hard time.
What? Also against nature.
What is?
Okay. Well, can you imagine? Never mind.
No. What?
What? Yeah.
You don't like Bathwack. Why are we talking
that's
about this?
Okay.
What did you think? Right.
Okay.
We thought we all thought Rafina was coming out as a homophobe.
That was literally something homophobes say. It's literally like so something good. They say,
against
like it's against nature.
Nature.
So I was like, I thought, wait a second, Rafina. No,
it's Adam and Eve,
friends.
Not Will and Bathwack.
Dial it back.
Agreed. Very against nature. But the point is, this guy was like, he was all up in my face. He wouldn't leave me alone. He was doing these high pressure sales tactics. I haven't felt that awkward in so long. I would love it if this guy is in
that.
No, I want him behind bars on this boat, so I don't have to deal with him anymore. Okay, so just let's put him in something.
Where's Roscoe?
For a few days.
Where's Roscoe?
Probably farting around somewhere. Sleeping, pretending to sleep, fucking chasing a bird.
Do we have a detect farts spell? So, because maybe there's a development.
Yeah, what he said
think
somebody
we...
screamed in this room.
Yes, maybe it was Roscoe. He's probably screaming.
Oh, why should I pick the lock?
Oh, God.
That was a joke.
How's the timing of this work out? Because I think as soon as we're able to get. Yeah.
You guys are out at this point.
Can we leave Will's room?
Potentially.
Like, we leave the creatures in there. Because that's part of, like, you know, Roscoe's very aware. Like, we just screamed very loudly. The captain came. If we can make it seem like we were outside of the room when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a motivation here. But before we leave, Roscoe will do a double take at Bathwack and say, "Oh, hey, you've got some Bathwack on you."
Oh, it feels the same.
Yes, whether or not it feels the same.
All right, I'll just believe Roscoe. What did I do? I just used the mask, right?
It lets you cast disguise self at will.
At will. Oh, good. I do it.
Okay. In fact, that should happen like just before we turn the corner to like wherever they are.
Nice.
Like, yeah. And I mean, I'll take an extra second to try to make sure that the door doesn't look too broken to Will's room before we leave.
All right. And you're leaving the crate in that room?
Yeah.
But you're taking the Myconid with you?
No, the creature will also leave in that room.
Okay.
We'll put it in the crate. The owlbear won't eat it.
Okay, cool. You come in, the Myconid is just patting its giant belly.
Oh my god.
That's really good. That's very good. Uh-oh. No, Roscoe would have put it down and be like, "Stay here and stay very quiet.
You'll be back?
I'll be back."
"You'll be back."
Yeah. Unless I get terminated or something.
No.
I don't
know. No.
Maybe I'll get robocopped.
No.
Okay.
I hate Detroit.
We all do.
You both nod sagely when you leave. Robocop is set in Detroit.
No, I knew that. I mean, I inferred that.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't hate
that
Detroit.
That doesn't justify any of this.
I don't know
this.
Anything
That's
about
the only thing I know about RoboCop, actually. His name is Officer Murphy.
All right.
Okay.
So we come around the corner and join the group.
Yep.
Guys, look! You were just saying, where's Roscoe? Look, there he is!
All right, let's spread out because I'm not with you people. Really, kind of. Right? Kick, get away. Get out of here.
Where's the captain? He was just out here.
Pose, naturally. I flatten myself against the wall.
You all just inspect the woodwork again.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just gonna, excuse me, and just like pass everyone in the hallway and go down the stairs to the fishing alcove.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Roscoe, there was screaming in there.
Yeah, I heard it. That's wild stuff. I wonder who was screaming in the room.
Oh, I don't know. And the captain lost his keys, so we went to get them.
Can I?
Yeah.
Read
I wonder
Roscoe's
what happened
weird
to the captain's keys.
You don't
How
have to roll.
How strange.
Okay, oh, God.
Yeah, Roscoe's not trying to hide anything.
You were in the room? What was it?
And I wonder what if the owlbear was in there, what could have happened to it or where it might be? Mm-hmm. I wonder.
Suddenly, Roscoe's holding a giant lollipop.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder. I'll never tell. Except for right now.
And then he doesn't say anything.
All right. So wait. So was it in this room? Was it in the room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was in there. It's in a crate.
Wait, if we go in there, are they going to see? Like?
No, we got it out of there. We snuck out. We got the owlbear just like the albatross asked, and it's with poop. And we put it in some room that was right next to this one. Our friend Kick had created a hole, so the things are in the room. There's like a shelf in there.
All right, everybody, relax. Whoa! I have my set of keys, my spare set. The captain comes charging back up the corridor. His wig is a bit askew at this point. He says, step aside. Has there been any more sound issued from the chambers within?
No, I didn't hear anything in the first place.
Oh, I did. I heard it from the door. You were too far away, Valencio.
Okay, why do we... okay.
Well, you have to investigate screaming on your ship. Someone could be in
harm's way.
Yes, this whole situation seems very harmful to me, though, with the lock and the darts and the animals. I'm just not comfortable.
I understand. Well, please, you can feel free to separate yourself, Valencio. If you need to even have a lie down, you were talking about re-excusing yourself previously.
But I'm like 75% of the way through this trial. I want to see what happens.
Oh, this is, we're about 2%.
This is merry time law.
I couldn't commit to that one. I didn't want everybody to have a heart attack. All right.
All right. So no.
Well, let's see what's going on in here. Click, 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 click. Ka-chunk. He opens the door. He strides in. Hello? Hello? Is anybody in here?
Oh, hey, look there. Your keys. They're on the floor right there. You must have dropped them earlier.
Oh, my. How did I do that? Picks them up. Yep, these are my keys. Hmm.
Oh, hey, look at this poster of Rafina. <right here. laughs>
That bears careful inspection.
So it appeared within 10 minutes of us being in here before. Is that like, is it?
It was dark though, right?
Oh, okay. All right. Was it?
We'll see if he had noticed it before.
Okay.
Maybe I'll roll something.
Oh, right. It is weird. Where did secretly this poster come?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been like. So I've been prepared things for this being a ridiculous reveal for like 20 minutes. I'm like, well, he's going to come in and see this poster. It's hilarious.
But here's the thing. He was using candlelight. So, I mean, does he like illuminate the lights in the room when he comes in? And he wouldn't have seen it before, right?
And so Roscoe. I'm an idiot. Roscoe be like, oh, yeah, look, I didn't. I don't know if you noticed it before, but it was totally here earlier.
Deception.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Come on, Roscoe.
All right, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go now.
Make sure advantage is turned off.
Yeah. Submit.
Ooh. Ooh.
22.
Oh, wait, you saw this before? What did I not? Who?
Well, I didn't make out who it was before. I thought it was this this famous circus performer named Rita Hayworth. But
you think this is supposed to be Rafina? Rafina, is this you?
I mean, the drawing is
how would you describe it?
Voluptuous. No, she doesn't say that.
Abby does.
It's just what the captain is thinking, right? How would I describe it? How would I describe that illustration?
Yes.
It's of a...
Take notes, Adam.
...halfling cleric with a colorful dress and pigtails coming out of the top of her head. Yeah, that I could see why you might think it looks like me.
Why would he have a drawing of you? Do you think he drew this?
I cannot
speculate.
Did
you pose for him?
This is a classic Titanic situation.
And just so you, I mean, outside of the game here, Rafina really does not want to say any lies.
Mm-hmm.
So she's being very, very careful.
Rafina mm-hmm. did meet her quota.
Uh-huh. Quota.
As in, she has to lie a certain number of times per day, but no more.
You'll never know when I've been rolling deception.
Did he make you pose for him like one of his carnivore girls?
Oh no, I've never done anything like that.
Oh,
well, I must have done it recently. From memory.
Will is looking around like, who in this fucking group did this?
It's signed Roscoe at the bottom. No, it's just covered in mustard is probably more accurate.
It's drawn
it
in
smells
mustard.
Like mustard. Mm-hmm.
The yellows are definitely mustard.
Oh my God.
And the greens and the reds and the blacks.
Like, I think Will is like a little nervous. Like, what has happened? Why is
well,
there
because
a
this is
of
insane.
In here?
Yes. This is like, why did you guys let me do this? When did Roscoe do this?
The only person there was Bathwack, and he was fine with it.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Bathwack, can you stop it?
He's too freaked out by his bad dream.
Yeah, Will is like...
Well, who was screaming, though? Hello?
Here's the worst thing about this whole fucking... Roscoe covered the hall with the one thing that would be most likely to be
conspicuous.
Taken.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, let's take this poster.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So the captain goes over and opens the other door, the inner door. Hello? Is anybody in here?
Will it just whirls around like, what is that? Does anyone? What the fuck? He looks at Rafina. Yeah, and then he does it, because I always do that as Will. Like, he remembers that he's able to not just whisper. He's not used to sending message yet. Rafina.
I didn't do that. She said in a staged whisper.
You can reply.
I look around like this, just doing this gesture, hands up in the air.
Roscoe's tapping his nose at you.
But his face just falls. Like, he has no idea, like,
what the hell is that?
Roscoe switches to his other index finger on his other hand and taps it with that one, hoping that that's clearer.
And Will sends a message like, what happened in here?
Message. Valencio, mission accomplished. Just picture this ship and Captain Malvolio Paisley standing there, and behind him is a banner that reads, mission accomplished. That's what this is.
Will doesn't know whether Roscoe is whether this is one of Roscoe's weird things that he's done or said before, or if it's like really a good thing. And so he's not sure whether he should get people out of the room or whether he should just act natural. He has no idea what's going on. So he's kind of panicking inside. He goes over to the room with Captain Malvolio in order to shield him from anything. If he sees anything else.
He's turning and coming back out. There's nobody in here. Who was screaming? And why is this picture here? I cannot get over it.
What is it possible that there were animals in here screaming from maltreatment?
Yeah.
Look at these animals in here. Look at all these animals. Any one of these or a combination could have been screaming. And one time in a Zoikis act, I did see a... what are the animals in here? There's a pseudo-something.
Pseudo-dragon. There's a sturge. There's a couple will-o-wisps. There's a crawling claw.
Whichever animal is closest to the
hole,
poster, the hole. Mm-hmm. Which one is it, you think? The crawling claw.
You know, I did see a circus act. It doesn't have to be the closest one. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I did see a circus act once where a crawling claw painted a picture. So I don't know. Maybe this crawling claw crawled over there and painted the picture.
Well, I mean, it's trapped in this cage.
And maybe the other animals screamed as, like a reaction to art.
Captain, should we be alarmed at what's happening? Like, are these animals escaping their cages? Do we need to...
I don't see any animals running about in here, do you?
I don't know. Well, screaming and I mean, I was already nervous when I first...
It sounded like a person, for sure. I mean, I know my person screams.
Can you be sure?
I know my person screams.
I'm glad you appreciated that.
Look, I don't know, but obviously there are some weird things going on in this room. There were dots, there were screams, there were mysterious pictures showing up.
You're right.
Keys falling out of pockets when they should not have fallen out. I think we need to seal up this room.
I agree. We have more evidence we need to present at the trial to Sean Indigo, and he reaches over and he pulls the poster off the wall.
Okay.
And beyond the poster is this gaping, ragged hole in the wall leading to the other room. And
Eric, but Captain Malvolio's too busy marching out of the room to see it.
Yeah, he's
torn it and he just walks away, right? Yeah. Right, Eric?
He rips the poster off the wall, and among those uninitiated to what's going on, the captain most
strongly, it elicits a large. I didn't mean to hit that twice. Sorry. You can edit that one out.
There's three times. So many. I can't edit all those out. That's
I'm hyperventilating.
I'm gonna pass out.
So the captain's jaw drops to the floor, and he's just staring dumbfounded at this hole in the wall.
The animals must be out, I say. Some animals. They're oh god, the ship. I have no idea what's going on. I'm
Who
just trying to
did this to my ship? He turns and looks at everyone in the room.
Oh,
everyone.
Uh-oh.
Even you, Rafina. And we're going to find out what happens next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Uh-oh. Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, guys, my goodness.
Why did you let me do that?
Adam, I didn't know that you...
It's because 99% of the time there are no consequences to your actions. I have trained
so
you to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is great. I love it
so much. We get a poster wall ripped to reveal a hole in our podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. I love that he doesn't care that someone has rigged up darts in someone's doorknob, but if you put a little teeny hole in the wall.
Well, I think he does care. He's
doing a
whole trial about
it. He at least pretends to care for Rafina's sake, though. In this case, he's looking at Rafina, and that's a little weird. This guy is in love with his ship? Is that what's happening? This guy's been weird the whole time. Is he in love with the ship? Does he fuck the ship?
Well, what about the ferret? I mean, that was weird.
Yeah, what's going on about that
ferret?
She's dead.
Ship kill the ferret? Because it was jealous, because he also loved the ferret?
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please leave us a kind review wherever you listen to us. Also, consider supporting us by subscribing to us on Ko-fi at tinyurl.com/supportpfd, where you can gain access to lots of exclusive treats and behind-the-scenes goodies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.